Hi, is this James?
Yes.
Hey, James, it's Ruben at Cardiff. How are you working? How are you doing?
Good, Ruben. How are you?
Hey, good, good. I heard Dennis is back in the office, and I top him. And honestly, I'm pretty confused on what's going on. So I'm probably sure it's on our side. So let me just figure this out. So I understand that this is a new business, and you've been communicating with him. So the question I have is this: He said, and I think we spoke when he was out of the office. He said that he only gathered the personal financial statements from you, not any personal tax returns that you don't, and I don't know if you don't have them or what's going on.
Well, I'm not trying to, to get a mortgage, you know what I mean, or anything, you know what I mean? We're just asking for whatever financing we can.
Absolutely, I'm not here to push you. Are you uncomfortable providing tax returns?
No, I can provide it. I don't have the 2015 done yet, but, it's long ones, and there's a lot of stuff in there. It shows big income.
Okay. Good income or bad income?
Good income.
Okay, so I'm not like the sales guy. That's Dennis's role. I can tell you why they're asking them for them, you for them, but I can give you options. That's my role here. I think our there's probably, he's honestly done a lot too much back and forth and should have just asked you exactly for what he needs, in my opinion. I'm just trying to kind of come in because he's a little confused on the file, I guess. We have several different programs available for equipment financing. For a startup, and I can see the email exchanges. So for startup financing, we have three basic programs. Two do not require any types of tax returns. If we get 2 years of tax returns for each owner and the personal bank statements, we have more options.
Yeah, the other partner is not he hardly has any income, you know what I mean? It's just,
it's just what the credit officers need. What I'm getting at, maybe I can be a little more clear. So
yeah, but you guys have asked us for a lot of paperwork.
I don't know why he asked. I haven't asked you for anything. I
just turned to you guys and you tell us next week.
I don't know what Dennis Sanders wasn't here. I'm just being asked to help. I don't know what your communication with you is. Why, like, when I work with my customers, my direct customers, they provide. I tell them exactly what I need. They send it to me, and then I get them approved within a day and a half. I don't know why there's this level back and forth, and I can understand your frustration.
It's been now 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
Okay, I haven't been handling your account, so I can be. And I hope you don't mind if I'm blunt with you, because it seems like you've been frustrated because he's going back and forth with you. Correct?
Yeah, I'm extremely frustrated.
So let's get you away from being frustrated, because that's not my intention. You're working with another rep here, and I don't know why there's so much back and forth. I have no clue. Yeah. So here's what we need. We have three basic programs available for startup financing. You're not getting a mortgage. This loan is not based upon income. There is no income when you're starting a new business. There's no revenue stream. Two of our programs, you're looking for $80,000. We have one partner lender we work with that will go up to $15,000 in financing. That's it for a startup business. We have another partner lender that will go between approval levels to be between $6,000 to $26,000. Generally, we average about $13,000 for startup businesses. That's it. We have an in-house program where we'll lend up to $35,000 for pure startup restaurants that does require 2 years of tax returns. There is no guarantee that approval will be issued based on the credit. I do not want to promise that. What I can promise to you is this, is if I can get, what is that program? It's a personal financial statement for each owner, 2 years of tax returns for each owner.
Well, they're giving you personal financial statements.
I'm just walking through it. I don't work, for, I'm not Dennis Sanders.
I'm not
the one going back and forth with you, so you can't be frustrated with me. You can't be frustrated with me. Here's what I suggest. If you want, you're looking for, he says, about, I don't know, I see the back and forth, you're looking for about 80 grand, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. If you're looking for that amount of money, the whole basis of that approval is doing a large approval, which would be that program. And that program does require 2 years of personal tax returns and 4 months bank statements, either business or 4 months personal, and I believe we already have personal. So I guess my question I have you is this. You do not have your 2015s, correct?
Yes.
You're on extension, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have 2014s filed?
Yes.
Do you have 2013s filed?
Yes.
All right. How about your partner? Is he on extension for 15?
I'm not quite sure where he's done. I need to ask.
All right. Here's what needs to be done, and we need to get on this for you now, because you have every right to be frustrated. We need to get your extension copy for 15 and your 2014 and 13. We need to get your partner's information and get it into the credit department and get you an answer today. I cannot promise to get you approval. All I can do is apologize to you on behalf of Bank of Cardiff that there's been this level of back and forth. I can only apologize.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let me consider some stuff and I'll give you a call back.
Okay. Right. Yeah, and by the way, I can get it to someone above my head. I understand the email between you and Mr. Sanders, and I understand the frustration here.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not fair to you.
All right. Okay. Right.
Do you want me to just hold tight and I'll wait to hear from you?
Yeah. Okay. Let's do some stuff and I'll call you. Okay.
All right. I'll be waiting. Thank you. Bye bye.